Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau after spring break. And we're going to talk energy today. And Wayne's going to tell us what the legislature actually has to do with that. Well, the prices of energy and the energy industry is actually regulated, isn't it, Wayne?
Yes, it is, by the Public Service Commission. The energy industry can't do anything without their approval. They have to go in for a rate increase every time they want one.
And it seems like we get these rate increases quite frequently. And you were telling me before we came on the air that these are regulations that are very old and perhaps haven't kept up with the times.
Yeah, that's correct. We have a 100-plus-year-old traditional regulatory process, and it's really in need of streamlining. It came to Missouri in 1913. But Missouri's got an aging electrical infrastructure. Missouri's electric grid build-out was during the boom of the 1960s and 70s. But that's been a long time ago. And interesting thing to note is the last American Society of Civil Engineers study on Missouri's infrastructure rated Missouri's energy grid in the D range. So we need to address a 21st century grid modernization, because the 100-year-old model, and that 100-year-old model is depending on population growth and creating new subdivisions and people expanding their families and people moving here. So when that was happening, the grid could continue to grow and you wouldn't have to raise rates so much because you had that expanding population. But now on the electric grid in Missouri, the growth is flat and declining, so that model doesn't work anymore. And it's interesting to note that 46 out of 50 states have already updated their utility regulations, and Missouri needs to do the same thing.
So you've been working on a bill, I know, the last at least 3 years. So what do the updates look like? I know it hasn't passed yet, but what does the bill look like?
Right. I've actually been against this energy bill for the last 4 years, but they worked with me and I worked with them and I gave them ideas, and we just didn't seem to get as far and as fast as I wanted to. For the last 4 years, I've really been against the bill that was presented. This year, for the first time, I think we finally reached a great compromise. Missouri's electric rates on average have been going up about 6% a year. This bill would cap that. Now we finally have a cap, and it's really at half of what it's been doing in the past. So that'd be a great benefit to electric consumers to know it's not going to be up in that 6% range, but closer to the 3%. Now, when that bill was presented on the Senate floor, I liked the cap, but I thought, well, what happens if they go over the cap? Is there any kind of penalty? And there wasn't. I thought, well, we need to kind of put a penalty there so there'll be more reluctant to just let it go over the cap and then come up with a reason and we'll say, well, we're sorry, but we won't do it again. And so I put a 3.75% cap on there. In other words, if they go over that 3% cap by 0.75%, and the reason I used that, it's because it's hard to judge a utility during the year, because sometimes you get a blizzard, it gets extremely cold. Sometimes we have a heat wave and it's extremely hot. We have ice storms that knock out power lines. So there's a lot of moving parts. So I gave them that range. If you go up to 3.75, now there's a penalty. And the penalty is that this regulation is no longer in effect. You're kicked out of it. And knowing that they've been working on this for 4 years, suddenly to get kicked out, that's a great incentive to monitor this. Now, one of the other senators, because there was a $12 million penalty written in the bill as well, he talked to me about it and said, what do you think about a $25 million penalty? That's a lot of money. It's more than twice what was in the bill. And I said, well, I think that's great, because that's a great incentive never to go over that 3.75. So it was voted in, a $25 million penalty. And just to let you know where that stands, on Ameren, for instance, that's 10% of their yearly profits. And as a person that works in the business industry, if I was told that 10% of my profits are in jeopardy if I do something, believe me, I would be watching that and guarding that to make sure that did not happen, because now I'd not only be kicked out of this regulation, but I'd have to pay a $25 million penalty and come back to the legislature and start the whole process over again. And as you saw, this took 4 years. You know, who knows how long the next one would take. So I think it's, you know, there's probably never a perfect bill. We try to make them as perfect as possible, but I think it's something most people could live with. But there's a couple senators on the Senate floor that don't agree with that. And so now we've reached the point of what I call paralysis by analysis.
Now, whenever electric companies, though, are trying to increase rates anyway, they do still have to go through the Public Service Commission to do so, do they not?
That's correct. They can't increase a rate without going through the Public Service Commission already. And, of course, rate cases are very expensive. And you know who pays for those rate cases? The consumers do.
Yeah.
Every time they have to put one together. So, you know, you want to avoid going to the Public Service Commission, you know, less frequently as possible. But yet, you know, right now, hundreds of substations are more than 40 years old. And in Missouri, it costs more than $1 billion to replace them. So if Missouri does not take the steps to address this issue, its infrastructure and reliability will fall behind other states to the ultimate detriment of all electric consumers. In fact, we have meters that need to be replaced, substations. We need to modernize the underground distribution systems. We need to automate the distribution facilities. So there are plenty of projects starving for capital out there. But the thing to notice is that the smart grid, we call it the smart grid, although right now ours is a scarecrow and it doesn't have a brain. So we want to make sure our grid has a brain. So if we have a smart grid, it's perhaps the most fiscally responsible of all stimulus investments because it has a 5x multiplier. In other words, each dollar invested would generate a $5 return. Workers installing new equipment, the competitive advantages for U.S. firms using cheaper electricity, and a more reliable system for national security, because you may know that in the headlines almost on a weekly basis, we talk about cybersecurity and foreign countries getting into our grid and computer systems. Well, it's no secret that foreign countries, China the worst offender, has been actually getting into our grid. Now, they haven't done anything. They've just been nosing around looking to see what our vulnerabilities are. But if they ever chose to shut it down, they could. And you can imagine what would happen in the United States if, you know, we lost power because, you know, some rogue nation went in there and disrupted our grid.
So you're a veteran in the legislature. What do you put the chances on passage of this bill at?
Well, you know, my mind is if you don't like a bill, you vote against it. And I have no problems against that, you know. But yet, you know, we have two or three senators that wants to decide the fate of the other, 30 senators and the constituents they represent. And I think that's kind of selfish that two or three people would say, we're going to decide the fate of the rest of the Missourians. So I would hope that they would say, okay, you know, if my constituents don't like this and they represent their constituents, so I assume they're coming from, you know, what their constituents desire. If they don't like it, I can go back to my district and say, look, I filibustered this thing for a week. I didn't like it. I tried real hard. It finally came to a vote, and more people liked it than not, but I tried my best. But right now, they're obstructing it, which means Missouri won't get the grid modernization. And for the people out there that, you know, kind of like alternate energy sources, you know, wind power and solar power, really by managing our electric use more efficiently, the smart grid also has potential to generate profound environmental benefits, because the Electric Power Research Institute estimated that a power grid will reduce carbon dioxide emissions from electric power generation by 25%. So I think that's a great benefit also to Missouri as we try to go green and have a better environment as well. Now, put that in perspective, if we did that, that's the same as taking 140 million cars off the road.
That does put it in perspective, certainly. Wayne, thanks for the lesson this week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wayne Wallingford talking energy with us on this legislative report on Regional Radio.